This is Auroville Radio, and you're listening to Soul Tracks. And today we start off with a question from the audience. Yes, you, sir, the man with the bald head and the acoustic guitar.
Hey, man! I got what you need!
And have you ever wanted something so badly that it possessed your body and your soul?
Through the night and through the day, until you finally get it.
And then you realize that it wasn't what you wanted after all.
And then those self-same, sickly little thoughts now go and attach themselves to something or somebody new. And the whole goddamn thing starts all over again.
Well, I've been crushing the symptoms, but I can't locate the cause. Could God really be so cruel to give us feelings that could never be fulfilled? Set on you. Ooh. I got my sights set on you. And someday, 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 yeah, you'll come out.
I ain't never found peace with the religion of the world. I ain't never found peace at the bottom of a glass. Sometimes it seems the more I ask for, the less I receive. Sometimes it seems the more I ask for, the less I receive. The only true freedom is freedom from the heart's desires.
And the only true happiness
this way lies.
Preach it, brother. That's also known as Matt Johnson. Forties a band, which is essentially just one guy. That was the opening track from their 1993 album Dusk, and it's called True Happiness This Way Lies. Whoever said pop music was frivolous? Yeah, good soul-searching album, that one. If you're feeling low and lost and you don't know which way to turn, that's a great album, not necessarily for answering your problems, but to know that there's someone else out there also undertaking the same search. You may have noticed I'm on my Todd again today. Danny's still away, and other guests have not been forthcoming, so it's just me today. But I've tried to pack it with a few decent tunes. I was quite surprised to find out that in this, you know, we're well into the third year of Soul Tracks and we never played the Blue Oyster Cult. So I better fix that straight away. And pretty much one and only hit. We'll come back to that a bit later. But I was a bit torn because this easily could have been the opening track as well. I'll prove it to you. Okay. You're listening to Auroville Radio and this is Soul Tracks.
All the times have come
That's the Blue Oyster Cult and Don't Fear the Reaper. Originally from their Angels of Fortune album, 1976. They did have one other hit single a couple of years later called I'm Burning for You, which is essentially Don't Fear the Reaper with different lyrics. You can just imagine the, you know, the meeting with the record company. We need another hit single, boys. We need another Don't Fear the Reaper. And honestly, check it out. The chord progression is almost identical. The vocal melody line is remarkably similar. But they are different words. But they've been going for ages and keep kicking out albums. So there must be, you know, there must be an album band, I suppose. I have to go digging, see what we shall find. Well, as is the way of things these days, musical heroes have this propensity to shuffle off this mortal coil, as the bard said. And one guy I was very saddened to hear of his passing earlier this month is Kit Hesketh Harvey. Now, he might not be that well known, particularly not outside the UK. What I loved about him, and I was not alone in this, is he had this sort of sense of humour and musical wit and wisdom, which harkened back to the days of people like Noel Coward, Cole Porter, Flanders and Swan. And he was basically doing cabaret in the 80s and into the 90s. And he, as one half of Kit and the Widow, they were, you know, they made it onto TV. You'd see them on variety shows and things. And they did tours. They played at the Royal Albert Hall once. Marvelous stuff. So Kit and the Widow is him singing and being witty and funny, and a guy called Richard Sisson playing the piano. And what I got for you next is, I suppose it's one of their more best-known compositions. And I think its official title is A Great West End Score. But basically, they're having a go at Andrew Lloyd Webber. This is wonderful. This is Kit and the Widow, A Great West End Score. Thinking of you, Kit.
I'm sorry, I haven't got any proper music.
Well, just make it up all then. Make something sort of sassy and inviting with lots of West End tunes they can all recognise in it. Take it.
But how do you mean, just kind of make it up?
Yeah, just borrow it like you ordinarily do. It's perfectly standard practice, you know. Best people are doing it. You too can write a great West End score. Steal it from somebody else. The public will clamour, the public will roar. They won't know the best tunes were written before. Prod their memories with some musical arrow that sounds quite like Bolero. And sit back as it sells. You too can write a great West End score. Steal it from somebody else. Young Mendelssohn wrote this lovely violin tune. I don't know, but I love it. I don't see why it moves me. Come to me, bend to me. There's a lovely tune, a phantom of the ghostly Brigadoon. You too can write a great West End score. Steal it from somebody else. It's very easy, don't think it's strange. All you need is a nice piece by Bach. And no one will know once you've made the odd change. It's an illusion. It's not as original as they all claim. It's the prelude in C all the time. But the royalties still stay the same. Vol tempit clavier fugue in E major, sung high by Michael Ball. Love changes bugger all. Well, the music may be bankrupt, you needn't be bankrupt yourself. Dust down the shelf, buff up the text. Rachmaninoff comes out of copyright next, so you too can write a great West End score. Steal it from somebody else.
That's Kit and the Widow, great West End score. Marvellous stuff. So what we got next is a song which... it's actually a song by Keb Moe, American blues, fantastic rootsy blues performer, singer, guitar player, songwriter dude. He's been called like a direct living link back to the old Delta blues days. And this is a video from the Playing for Change organization. That's an absolutely fantastic international charity organization that's been started by some wonderful philanthropists in America. And what they do is they do recordings with street musicians, but have them playing with famous musicians. And they make videos and albums. And you can, if you put Playing for Change into YouTube, you come up with loads of stuff. And this is one of them. And what they do with the money raised is they build music schools for kids that otherwise wouldn't have access to them all around the world. And it's had some really fantastic results. But some of the music that come out of it is spectacular as well. So when Keb Moe played on his Blues Americana album that came out in 2014, this song is quite stripped down. I think it's just like him and an acoustic guitar, not much else. But here they've livened it up with a sort of almost Dixieland jazz ensemble, and they really put in more of a sort of New Orleans flavor to it with that bump 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 ba-dum bum kind of rhythm, which I love, and it brings a whole new life to this song. This is fantastic. Keb Moe, Playing for Change, and The Old Me Better.
And a 1, 2 One, two, three. When I first laid eyes on you, I swore I'd do anything. Let you clean me up, fix me up, just to get you to wear my wedding ring. Now I'm having second thoughts and I'm writing you this letter. I'm scared to tell you to your face, I like to owe me better. I like to owe me better. I was a lot more fun. I like to owe me better. Didn't take crap from anyone, but I'd sleep all day, party all night, did whatever I wanted, whatever I liked. You made me a brand new man, but I like to owe me better. Well, I got to say, you're the only one that I've ever loved. A lot more fun. I like to owe me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I want, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man, but I like to owe me better.
wearing this stupid sweater. Truth be told, I got to say, I'd like to owe me better. I like to owe me better. I was a lot more fun. I like to owe me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. When I sleep all day, party all night, did whatever I wanted, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man, but I like to owe me better. You made me a brand new man, but I like me. I like to owe me better.
That's marvelous. As you probably noticed, and as I've said at many of the gigs that I do, when you go into all the sort of old blues and jazz and swing and stuff, so many of the words are complaining about a woman song, and that's a really interesting take on that particular genre. The wonderful Keb Mo and Old Me Better. So a week or two ago, Danny and I played some Corey Wong, and he's one of these young people. Actually, I don't know how young he is. He's probably not young, but he's definitely younger than me. Fantastic guitar player who really comes from the same mold as Nile Rodgers, that really funky rhythm guitar kind of thing. And I've just become mesmerized by his stuff that you can find online. And he's played, I think he's been putting out albums for maybe 15 years, something like that. But there's hundreds of them. So I don't think the guy ever sleeps. And loads of different bands. So there's going to be more coming for sure. This is Corey Wong and the Dirty Loops, and it's called Turbo, and it ain't lying, you know. this is some hardcore funky stuff, and it's from the album called Corey Wong and the Dirty Loops, which was released in 2021. Check this out. That's Corey Wong and the Dirty Loops, Turbo. What an incredible breakneck pace funk song. Love it to bits. So what I got next for you, ladies and gentlemen, is something that I've been searching for quite a while, and I've only found it very, very recently. After Jeff Beck died, Danny and I played a few Jeff Beck tunes, and we did talk about the partnership between Beck and Bowie. It was basically in the last tour of the Ziggy Stardust era. Jeff Beck at least once joined David Bowie live on stage. And I'd seen tiny snippets of this in the fantastic Moon Age Daydream documentary. But I've managed to get the whole track, and it's from the farewell concert at Hammersmith Odeon, 1973. The famous one that was filmed by D.A. Pennebaker and put out as a film, but this wasn't included on the film. Probably something to do with record companies and not allowing Jeff Beck to be on this, on a Bowie release. Record companies were like that in those days. This is just spectacular, and I hope you're going to like it as much as I do. This is David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars with Jeff Beck, the Gene Genie.
Thank you. Being the last show, we thought we'd do something that would be nice for you. So we've invited a friend of ours to come on and join us tonight and do a couple of numbers. I know what kind of welcome you're going to give to Jeff Beck. Snuck into the city, strung out on lasers, sidestep lasers, ain't all the razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe, walking in Snow White, New York's a no-go and everything tastes nice. Cold Jane Jane. Ooh yeah. Jane Jane. He's outrageous, strings and he bows. Jane Jane, let yourself go. Go! Looks like a man, but he smiles like a reptile. She loves him, she loves him, but just for a short while, yeah. Cracking the sound, she won't let go his hand. And says that he's a beautician and sells you nutrition and keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor Jean Jean, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ha-ha. Jean Jean, yeah. Lives on his back. Jean Jean, yeah. Loves him as sex. He's outrageous. Screams and he bells. Let yourself go. So simple-minded, he can't drive his module, and he bites on the neon, and he sleeps in a capsule. Loves to be loved. Thank you. loves to be loved. Loves to be loved. Loves to be loved. Loves to be loved.
How about that? David Bowie, Mick Ronson and Jeff Beck. What a front line for a band. And yeah, Jeff was the last one of those alive. And now he ain't. Bless him. Yeah, quite a special recording that. You know that feeling you get sometimes when you just want to listen to Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys? Well, that really.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they I wish they could. Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself. But what goes wrong?
Where my fair weather friends come out.
That's the spectacular Brian Wilson. Yeah, Pet Sounds. Is it a Beach Boys album or isn't it? You could write a PhD thesis on that. Yeah, spectacular stuff. If you ever get the chance to listen to that album with some headphones on and just pay attention to the orchestration, what's going on left and right. You know, I was listening to that going through. There's two basses there. There's Carol Kay playing a Fender bass with a pick, doing the ding 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 stuff in the left speaker. And then there's one of the Wrecking Crew, I'm ashamed to say I can't remember his name, who's playing the upright bass in the right speaker, playing a totally different part. Beautiful stuff. So, how shall we end this? For 'tis the last track of the show. Bit of a shorter episode today, as it tends to be when I'm on my own. No one to bounce ideas off. It's terrible. Really terrible. So how are we going to end this? We're going to end it with a song called Sunny, which was written by a chap called Bobby Hebb in 1963. But he didn't actually record it himself. He wrote it and copyrighted the recording, and several other people became famous with it, and it became something of a jazz standard. Everyone's done a version of Sonny, even Boney M. But in 1966, he decided he'd put his own version out, and I'm very glad that he did, because I think it's possibly the best version. And it's a perfect ender to today's show. Bobby Hebb, Sunny. And may the sun always shine on each and every one of you.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. The dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.